This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Police arrested at least 40 pro-Palestinian protesters today on the University of Texas campus at Austin. As Audrey McGlinchey with member station KUT reports, it's the second day of arrest at the school.
By early afternoon, protesters had formed a circle using plastic fold-up tables as barriers on the main lawn of the UT Austin campus. Within an hour, state and local police began arresting people. Sebastian Robledo is a second-year film student who joined the protests.
We can't voice our own opinions and, like, have, like, cops come show up. It's not right. It's not fair. It's our First Amendment speech.
A university spokesperson said protesters verbally assaulted staff, and the group organizing the protest threatened the university online. Later in the day, protesters tried to block a police van with those arrested inside from leaving campus. Police used what appeared to be tear gas and flashbangs to disperse the crowd. I'm Audrey McGlinchey in Austin.
Hunter Biden's legal team is threatening to sue Fox News over its coverage of claims he'd been involved in accepting millions of dollars in bribes from foreign sources. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, a key source behind those allegations has been accused in federal court of making false statements.
House Republicans launched a wave of investigations of President Biden's son, Hunter, and Fox News has amplified accusations of bribery hundreds of times. He faced federal tax and gun charges, and his personal life has yielded one scandal after another. Yet the accusations that he helped Chinese or Ukrainian figures route millions of dollars to his father have failed to result in charges. Now, the younger Biden's lawyers are demanding that Fox withdraw those claims on the air and add an editor's note to the digital stories. Otherwise, he's threatening to sue. Fox paid nearly $800 million last year to resolve a defamation suit over false claims that a voting tech company helped rig the 2020 elections for Joe Biden. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Witness testimony is underway at a hearing to determine if Amazon interfered in a union election at its warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, back in 2022. Federal labor officials already have determined Amazon interfered in a prior union election a year earlier. Stephen Basahov, the Gulf States Newsroom, reports lawyers for both sides delivered their opening statements.
The union's lawyers are accusing the company of an aggressive anti-union campaign, intimidating workers, surveilling workers, tossing out union flyers while leaving anti-union messaging alone. Amazon's lawyers deny the company broke labor laws and says the only thing it did was practice its First Amendment right, warning workers about the dangers of unionizing.
Reporter Stephen Basaha. Some vehicles in the U.S. come with an auto-braking feature, which can prevent many rear-end and pedestrian collisions. But in 5 years, such systems will be required to be standard on all new passenger vehicles sold in the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration unveiled the new regulation today. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 146 points. You're listening to NPR. The Supreme Court is rejecting an appeal from entrepreneur Elon Musk over a settlement he reached with securities regulators, requiring he get approval in advance for messages about Tesla he puts out on his social media platform X, formerly Twitter. The justices, without comment, leaving in place a lower court ruling against Musk, who'd complained that requirement amounts to prior restraint and violates his First Amendment rights. The case comes from a 2018 tweet in which Musk claimed to have secured funding to take the electric vehicle maker private. It caused the company's stock to jump and led to a temporary trading halt. The 2024 Drama Desk Award nominations were announced today. As Jeff London reports, the nominators were impressed with a lot of off-Broadway shows this season.
Dead Outlaw, a musical by the creators of the band's Visit and which played in a 385-seat off-Broadway theater, led the nominations with 11. The new Broadway musical adaptation of the S.E. Hinton novel The Outsiders came in with 9 nominations, and the new play Stereophonic, which had recently moved from off-Broadway to Broadway, had 8 nominations. Another transfer from off-Broadway, Suffs, the Shana Taub musical about suffragists, also had 8 nominations, as did the off-Broadway Jason Robert Brown show The Connector. The Drama Desks will be awarded on June 10th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Crude oil futures prices moved lower today, oil down $1.22 a barrel to end the session at $82.63 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from ADP. Say you're in HR and a solar flare adds an extra hour to each day. How would this impact business? ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to help your business take on the next anything. ADP, always designing for people.